Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Schulz. This week we're reading stories from Legends of the Rhine. And this story, this is much more, well, I guess it's more child appropriate. Certainly more than The Blind Archer from Monday. But this is a story about the origin of a wine that you can still find today. This comes from the Valley of the Mosel, the Doctor's Wine of Berncastle. The wine of Berncastle is called Doctor's Wine, or even shorter, still Doctor, and it has been known by this singular name for more than 500 years. About the middle of the 14th century, Bishop Beaumont lay ill of a very violent fever at Berncastle. The worthy man was obliged to swallow many a bitter pill and many a sour drink, but all without avail. The poor divine began at last to fear the worst. Despite his high calling and his earnest search after holy things, his bishopric on the lovely Mosel pleased him better than any seat in heaven. He caused it to be proclaimed throughout the length and breadth of his diocese that whoever should be able to cure him of this terrible fever, be he layman or learned doctor, should receive his pastoral blessing and a rich present into the bargain. At that very time a brave old warrior lived at Trevis, who heard about the suffering bishop and had pity on him in his great need. Moreover, this gray-haired veteran, whose name has not come down to posterity, was very much indebted to the bishop, for once, many years before, Beaumont had saved him from the hands of the enemy, in a skirmish, near Sponheim. The noble old soldier was much distressed to hear that the holy man was suffering so terribly. He remembered, too, that once he himself had been attacked by a violent fever and fought hard with death, and that his friends had talked about pills and certain bitter drinks, but he had sent them all away and had called his servant, desiring him to bring him a good bowl of fiery Berncastler wine. When he had taken a hearty drink, no small matter for one lying ill of fever, he awoke out of a deep sleep 12 hours later, the fever completely gone. Why should not this same Berncastler cure, thought he, have the same effect on the worthy prelate? After considering for a time, the old knight set out quite alone from his castle in the forest of Soon to visit his spiritual benefactor, taking only a little cask with him. Beaumont, lying on his sickbed, is said to have cast a very suspicious look at the good man who stated that he could cure him, but who carried all his medicines and mixtures in a little cask on his shoulder. The knight, however, making a sign to the officious servants and attendants to leave the chamber, informed the reverend gentleman of what he was about to do. He then calmly took the plug out of the cask and gave the sick man a drink of the sparkling wine which he had brought with him. The bishop readily swallowed the wine at one draught. Another was administered to him soon after, and the eminent prelate fell into a deep sleep. The next day, the people of Treves heard with great joy that the fever had completely disappeared. The bishop, on awaking, took another stout draught and sang out of the depths of his grateful heart, "This famous wine restored my health. Sure, 'tis a splendid doctor." And that is the story of the Doctor's Wine of Berncastle. And this is true. There is a wine of Berncastle in the Mosel Valley, and there is also the Doctor's Vineyard. This is Dan Schulz for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.